From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday broke a silence about whether or not he recorded conversations with former Federal Bureau of Investigation Chief James Comey. The president said on Twitter, "With all the recently reported electronic surveillance, intercepts, unmasking, and illegal leaking of information, I have no idea whether there are tapes or recordings of my conversations with James Comey, but I did not make and do not have any such recordings." The tweet ended weeks of uncertainty about whether the president had installed a White House taping system and recorded two private conversations he had with Comey. The wait for visitor visas to the United States could get a little longer. White House and State Department officials said Thursday that a new executive order revoking an Obama-era guideline on processing times at consulates was made in the interest of vetting and national security. The brief order, signed by U.S. President Donald Trump, deletes part of a 2012 order that sought to expedite the processing time for non-immigrant visas, including those needed by students and tourists. Senate Republicans have unveiled a draft bill to overhaul America's health care system and would replace what's widely known as Obamacare. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Obamacare is not working. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the proposal was mean. McConnell is pressing for a Senate vote on the bill next week before Congress adjourned for the July 4th Independence Day holiday. Democrats have objected to rushing a vote on a bill written in secret without a committee hearing on its merits. This is VOA News. A powerful car bomb blast in Pakistan's city of Quetta has killed at least 9 and injured almost 20. Local police said explosives in a car parked close to the office of the chief of provincial police were detonated by remote control Friday morning. 4 members of the armed forces were also injured in that attack. That's according to intelligence sources. European Parliament President Antonio Tajani said Europe needs to be pragmatic in dealing with Britain's following the country's decision to leave the bloc, but he did urge cooperation in future dealings. During a gathering of European leaders in Brussels, he said the UK will leave the European Union, not Europe. This is important to pave the way also for good relations after the separation. European Union Chief Donald Tusk said the remaining 27 EU nations are ready to choose new locations for the Europe-wide agencies currently headquartered in Britain. French President Emmanuel Macron vowed to work together with Germany to relaunch the European project as member states argued over how to manage refugees after Britain leaves the Union. Turkey has deployed 23 additional military personnel to Qatar and sent a cargo ship carrying food to the Chinese Gulf state. 3 weeks ago, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates cut diplomatic and economic ties with Qatar over concerns that the nation was supporting terrorist groups. Those are accusations Qatar has denied. Turkey has stood behind Qatar during the dispute, providing the desert nation with food and pledging military support. After an initial run on grocery items in Qatar, Turkey stepped up its fill for the shelves. In the last 3 weeks, 105 Turkish cargo planes filled with food have made the trip to Qatar. The cargo ship leaving Thursday carries 4,000 tons of dry foods, fruits, and vegetables, and it is expected to reach Doha in about 10 days. Turkey has maintained a military presence in Qatar since 2014. On June 7th, the Turkish parliament approved legislation to allow more troops to be stationed in Qatar. A magnitude 6.8 earthquake hit off Guatemala's Pacific coast Thursday, shaking much of the country and neighboring El Salvador. Officials said 4 people were injured and only a minor damage was reported. The U.S. Geological Survey said the 6:31 a.m. quake was centered about 24 miles southwest of Puerto San Jose and 6 miles below the surface. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.